Hi and welcome to the First Comply podcast. On this session we'll discuss cyber essentials, and joining me in the session I've got Jeff Coop from Pro Networks. Hi Jeff.
Hi Scott, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you. So should we just get straight into it, and what is cyber essentials, Jeff?
Okay, cyber essentials is a framework and set of standards that the government came up with to allow businesses to protect themselves against common cyber threats. The framework provides a set of basic security controls and best practices, really, that when implemented can prove that you've got a basic understanding of cybersecurity and how to mitigate the risks.
So who was responsible for developing cyber essentials?
Back in 2014, the government's Department for Digital Culture, Media and Sport, the DCMS, collaborated with a bunch of industry experts and organisations to create the framework that guides the implementation of this.
So who's the organisations that run and administer the scheme on behalf of the government?
It's run by the National Cybersecurity Centre, the NCSC, which is part of the Government Communications Headquarters, GCHQ, which obviously everybody's heard of here in the UK. And it's administered by an incorporation called IASME.
IASME partnered with the National Cybersecurity Centre, and they were awarded the contract to oversee and deliver the certification for Cyber Essentials. Once you've been awarded cyber essentials, does that come with any type of cyber insurance?
With both of them, you get some cybersecurity insurance. And it's a very basic level for CE, and I'm fairly sure you get more with CE Plus as well.
So what are some of the benefits for businesses that choose to go through the cyber essentials scheme?
It proves to suppliers and customers that, you know, you've got a baseline of essential cybersecurity measures. It proves to people that you're meeting certain regulatory requirements and that you understand really, you know, how to make sure that your network and your procedures and things are relatively secure. You know, it's a good baseline to get starting with it. It aligns well with the GDPR framework and regulations, and it also, you know, supports businesses to make sure that they stay compliant for these things. Obviously, all of these bits go to prove to your customers that you're taking cybersecurity, you know, pretty seriously.
Is there a way to verify whether a business has gone through the Cyber Essentials scheme? A website we can visit to check a register, maybe?
So all Cyber Essentials certificates can be found using the search facility on IASME's website. So quick Google for IASME and you'll find their site, and you can do the search on there to find out who's got what, basically.
How does a business get started with Cyber Essentials and going through the Cyber Essentials certification?
So we, for lots of our customers, we do the initial assessment for them. So they just get in touch with us through phone calls or through our website and so on. And we start the engagement. We download the list of questions. There's a big list that IASME provide of things that you need to make sure you've got. We run through that initially before we actually start doing the proper assessment. And then we apply. IASME accept the answers that are given. And then the certificate is issued. That sounds a little bit more simple. I think I'm doing a disservice to the guys that do all of the work. But it is kind of that straightforward, you know. And once you've got it proves that, you know, you're paying attention to making sure that everything is as secure as it can be. So as you build through the questionnaire that you get given, it allows you to, you know, update procedures and things as you're going along as well. So but the start of it is basically getting in touch with us or a similar company, and we can then engage, check to see what your current set of hardware, software, infrastructures like, some policies. We can help with policy documentation and so on. And then we apply for it and get you through.
So we've worked with you over the last 3 years to achieve Cyber Essentials. First of all, I'd like to say thanks to the team. They've been amazing. How do you think businesses are seeing Cyber Essentials as an initiative?
Yeah, I think that the feeling is these days, these last couple of years, it seems to have been easier to sort of explain to people why this is so important, that you're on top of your cybersecurity stuff. You know, I think with, you know, the ongoing war in Ukraine and so on, you know, there was a lot of at the beginning of that, there was a lot of concern over what was going on, and people really started paying attention. So I think, as you say, you know, it's, the viewpoint has changed, and people are seeing it probably more as an annual checkup, health check on it, rather than just being another compliance burden that they have to deal with. So I do think that it's becoming more positive.
So that brings this first Comply podcast to a close. Thanks to Jeff Coote from Pro Networks. I hope you've enjoyed it and found it of use. And thanks for listening.